June 12th. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Getting there. Master, where dwellest thou? Come and see, follow me. John 1, 38, 39, and 43. Where the self-interest sleeps and the real interest awakens. They abode with him that day. That is about all some of us ever do. Then we wake up to the actualities, self-interest arises, and the abiding is past. There is no condition of life in which we cannot abide in Jesus. Thou art Simon, thou shalt be called Cephas. God writes the new name on those places only in our lives where he has erased the pride and self-sufficiency and self-interest. Some of us have the new name in spots only, like spiritual measles. In sections, we look all right. When we have our best spiritual mood on, you would think we're very high-toned saints. But don't look at us when we are not in that mood. The disciple is one who has the new name written all over him. Self-interest and pride and self-sufficiency have been completely erased. Pride is the deification of self, and this today and some of us is not of the order of the Pharisee, but of the publican. To say, oh, I'm no saint, is acceptable to human pride, but it is unconsciously blasphemy against God. It literally means that you defy God to make you a saint. I am much too weak and hopeless. Humility before men may be unconscious blasphemy before God. Why are you not a saint? It is either that you do not want to be a saint, or that you do not believe God can make you one. It would be all right, you say, if God saved you and took you straight to heaven. That is just what he will do. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. Make no conditions, let Jesus be everything, and he will take you home with him not only for a day, but forever. The following comments are not endorsed by the Oswald Chambers Society or the publisher. They were submitted insights by 808. It is interesting that we want to be special and especially connected and rightly related to God. And yet, on the other hand, we want to help God out and we want to do things because we can do them. And God doesn't need our help, and he certainly doesn't need any servants. And the most impressive thing I can do certainly couldn't impress a God who is so large and in charge that my finest doing would be a drop in the bucket compared to his capabilities. The same is true relationally. My attempts at relationship with God are a mere drop in the bucket compared to his unfathomable, incredible love for me. Yet I spend a day with God and it's like, wow, have I done a lot? And expect him to bless me for the rest of the week. But rather, I must be completely devoid of myself and completely devoid of self-interest and completely devoid of pride if I really want the power and presence of God to be fully mine. If I really want to be chosen of God, a blessing to others, and one who brings glory to God, letting go of all of my abilities and letting God, through Jesus, use all of his abilities through me, will produce the blessing for me and the glory to God. Even false pride is antagonistic toward God. Oh, I'm just such a poor wretch, or whatever terms I might use to degrade myself. False humility is every bit as prideful as the greatest arrogance on the planet. Make no mistake, God isn't fooled by any of our feeble attempts at humility that are really contrived and not true humility. True humility is the emptying of self as Jesus did when he left heaven and completely emptied himself and took on the form of a servant in Bethlehem, even viewed as an illegitimate child. And serving everyone, putting others first in everything he did, every day he lived. When I reach the point where I stop trying and simply humble myself and empty myself, then the Spirit of God can so absolutely fill me to overflowing that people nearby me will be touched, will be healed, will be ministered unto, because God can actually fill me and spill out onto them. So take stock. Look at your life. Look at your lifestyle. Even look at your finest points of service for God in your day-to-day or week-by-week experience. And look for every place where you might either be asking for affirmation or hoping someone notices the valuable work you did for God, or even just taking pride in yourself at a job well done for your master. When you see clearly your pride and you're taking credit for things that God really wants to do, you can see clearly why God would not bless your day, bless your week, and bless your life to overflowing. It's not about the circumstances, however. It is all about the relationship. It is all about selflessness and allowing God to be myself.